This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. 4 years ago, in the teeth of the financial crisis, the Treasury Department bailed out insurance giant American International Group to the tune of $182 billion. It essentially bought the company. Now the government is selling off part of its stake in AIG, $18 billion worth of company stock. Joining me now to talk about this is Jim Milstein. He ran AIG's restructuring for the Treasury. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Daisy. How are you doing?
Fine, thank you. Jim, give us a sense of the trajectory of AIG from when it collapsed in 2008 to right now.
Well, it's been a long, tortured path, but in September of 2008, they became the beneficiary of a $85 billion loan from the Federal Reserve, the largest loan in recorded human history. And that loan was used by them in order to meet their really extreme liquidity needs. But that proved to be just the first of many cash needs and cash infusions from the government. But by the time I got to the Treasury Department in 2009, the financial system had started to stabilize. And then the real question that we had to face was, how do we get our money back?
Right. The Treasury Department essentially ended up buying the company. I mean, with this sale, from what I understand, the Treasury Department will be down to more like a 20% stake. But the government has made money selling off shares of this company, right?
Yes, I think when you add up all of the interest and fees and profit that the Federal Reserve made, as well as the profit the Treasury Department's going to make on the common stock it owns, the government of the United States, having invested about $143 billion, probably will have ended up making $20 billion or so for the taxpayers.
Well, what's next for AIG?
Well, I think like many of the other TARP recipients who've paid back all of what they owe to the government, they're now free to pursue an agenda set for them, not by the government, but by their board of directors and by their shareholders. So, AIG is a smaller company, a more manageable company, a less risky company today than it was when it first knocked on the Federal Reserve's door seeking help. So I think it may still be big, but it's not too big to fail anymore.
Will the government completely get out of AIG, or will it continue to hold a small stake?
No, I think my former colleagues at the Treasury Department haven't changed the views that they had when I was there, which was that, these were intended to be temporary investments and making a profit is a nice thing. But, the government owning large stakes in large companies is not what most Americans expect of their government. And so I expect they'll sell off whatever they have after this offering is concluded as fast as possible.
Jim Milstein ran AIG's restructuring for the Treasury. Thank you, Jim.
Thank you.